KTAR reporter Ali Vetner joins us. I have to admit that I was not aware of the fact that there is a, I guess, for lack of a better term, an extended deadline on firework use in the Valley or in Phoenix. And let's start there by talking about that. I guess people can if they want. I don't know why they would, unless they just decide I've got them, I want to use them. They can shoot off fireworks tonight.
Correct. Yeah. So there is a time frame within the city of Phoenix, whether it's at the end of the year, you know, around New Year's when other people are lighting off fireworks. And then there's also a time frame right now for the 4th of July. So there's a quick little 7-day window that you kind of can use fireworks. But if you use them after the 6th, you could face a fine.
Now, in terms of if somebody has fireworks they haven't used, this is a lot like what the fire department talks about with Christmas trees. Take them to the fire department. Don't just throw them in the trash.
Correct. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you think your sparklers are out or if your bottle rockets or whatever, you think they've already been used up, you toss them in the trash. They could somehow still have something flammable. They could be next to some other items that are in your garbage, maybe something that you barbecued with. And all that is just heating up in your dumpster right now. So who knows if that could spark an additional fire where you think they were out, but they're not. So if you take them to any Phoenix fire station, they'll take them, no questions asked, and they'll properly dispose of them.
And the other thing I think that's important to mention, and we're talking with KTAR reporter Ali Vetner, is the wildfire danger. Just because we're in a populated city does not mean we're in no danger of even small wildfires breaking out. Fireworks can cause that very quickly.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, what was it? A week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago, there was that wildfire up at 67th and Happy Valley caused by a couple of teens just playing with fireworks, yeah. Totally thought it was innocent, and it turned into a massive brush fire. And then last night, there was a brush fire over in Avondale, which is actually turning into something pretty serious. And all of this is just, yes, we're in the city, but we're in the desert in the city. So it doesn't matter. It can turn deadly quickly.
And it's hot and it's dry. We should also mention that if you're in a mood to see more fireworks tonight, there are legal fireworks shows going on. Well, I mean, it's legal to shoot off fireworks, but Chase Field will have fireworks show tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know plenty of people were upset that the D-backs weren't playing on the 4th of July, but now they get them tonight, and there'll also be a second round of fireworks for anybody that missed it or wants some more action with it.
Absolutely. KTAR reporter Ali Vetner, thanks for being with us this morning.